right now. Are we on the air, Lady Skill,
yes,
now?
Yes,
oh,
right.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust the move.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dan and Mary Udell of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Greta Jackson reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Donald Trump's big lie about the 2020 presidential election is having real effects on local election officials. In Western Massachusetts, election officials are being overwhelmed with requests for information about serial numbers of voting machines, voter ID numbers, and other issues. Lenox Town Clerk Carrie Sullivan said, and I quote, "I don't know how many different ways they want this information. It's the same numbers. They aren't going to change. What are you trying to accomplish by creating all this extra work for people? We're not hiding anything," end quote. The election information requests are being made around the country, fueled by Trump's lie that the 2020 election was full of fraud and stolen from the former president. The election was fair, as over 60 lawsuits were filed in the courts. Williamstown Town Clerk Nicole Beverly said, and I quote, "They are looking for very specific reports that, unless you have a certain type of software, we don't have the capacity to produce those reports," end quote. Great Barrington Town Clerk Jennifer Messina said, and I quote, "It's getting old. We've got big things on our plate right now," end quote. Messina said about the upcoming elections, and I quote, "We don't have time for this. It feels like they are threats," end quote. Documents about federal elections must be kept for 22 months, so the influx of information requests may end soon, or not, as many of the messages demand that the election information be retained longer. Messina said, and I quote, "They are basically saying they might take us to court. They are telling us we should not throw it away," end quote. Messina sent those emails to the town council for legal review. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin is playing a game of political chicken with Governor Kathy Hochul on debates before voting starts. After calling Hochul, and I quote, "scaredy cat," end quote, for not committing to a debate with him, now that Hochul has agreed to one debate, he is not clear whether he will participate. Republican Zeldin, who represents Long Island in the U.S. Congress, said during a virtual news conference on September 22nd, and I quote, "This offer of Kathy Hochul to just one debate at the end of October is a non-starter," end quote. He did not say plainly whether he would take part in the one debate Hochul agreed to. October 25th at Pace University, that would be broadcast by New York One and Spectrum News. Now a spokeswoman for Hochul's campaign is calling Zeldin chicken. Zeldin voted to overturn the results of the fair 2020 presidential election. and Hochul is currently facing controversy about paying more than other states for COVID-19 supplies to a campaign donor. Voting begins October 29th and continues through November 8th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. WNYT reports that Albany County schools are starting a program to add cameras to the red stop signs on school buses to capture images of the license plates of cars passing buses when they are picking up or dropping off children. Officials say nearly 50,000 cars illegally pass stop school buses in New York every day. Albany County is working with the bus patrol company on the initiative, with the company taking 60% of the collected $250 fines and the county getting the other 40%. The South Colony School District is the first to get the cameras, with two buses outfitted so far. And you can read the full story at the WNYT website. And that wraps up the WGXC news update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with the temperature high near 67 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with the temperature low of around 46 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m. and other rises will be partly sunny with the temperature high near 68 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with the temperature low of around 53 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rhodes Adler of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Not a guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Number 10.
Here's 2022 new music from Angel Olsen and Sturgill Simpson. The song is called Big Time on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Show me the sunshine, leaning this
plain lady in red, hanging on to every word that you said.
New music from Hitomi Moriwaki. The album's called Subtropic Cosmos, and that was Numbers on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson,
solar-powered radio for open ears.
Number
8. Next, here is 2022 music from Brian Eno. The song is called There Were Bells from his Forever and Ever No More album.
Let's wait for the dawn.
number
7 7 7 7 7 7.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture. Was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory, a wall, a plain old wall. The new map lies on the old map. We set the clocks back. Sun rises over a different bridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
Only name the flaws are excuses.
from the 2022 album Fasero. That was Bjork with her single Atapos on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 5.
Next, we hear 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe. The song is a cover of Richard and Linda Thompson's You're Going to Need Somebody from the 2022 album Evolution, Here We Come. Let's hear from Columbia County-based drummer, composer, percussionist, Bobby Previtt. He's got a 2022 album out, a solo electronic record called Dark Current. Let's listen to The Surveyor.
¶¶
Here's 2022 new music from Chris Panat from Stuyvesant. He plays in The Warp and the Weft, and he also has a solo album called Go, and this is the song Earthshaker. Here's 2022 new music from DJ Olive. The song's called Ans Wish from his album Somewhere.
One.
Next, we hear 2022 music from Spoon, the Adrian Sherwood reconstruction of the song on the radio at 90.7 FM. We have 2022 new music from the Sun Ra Orchestra and Marshall Allen. And this piece they call Chopin is a reimagining of Chopin's Prelude in A Major, Op. 28, number 7, on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Sunra Orchestra with some Chopin on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Here's Nigerian guitarist Madur Maktur with the song Umur Har, the drum machine version, from the 2022 album Niger EP Volume 1.